Greetings from the Raven Ascendant. Here to do an astrology transit podcast for the month of August 2026. New moon, solar eclipse, August 12th, 2026. Transcendence in transgression. Setting new intentions for igniting our inner roar for self-attainment. Don't let your transformative experiences be forgotten in your way of thinking. With the moon blocking the light, a shadow can be casted over what you uncovered in the dark. Steadfast courage to contend for the genesis of creation and felicitous felicity. P.S. The triangle is in the house since July 24, 2026. That's food for thought. Okay, the triangle consists of two kites intersecting. August 14th, 2026. Venus is conjunct Fortuna, the asteroid Fortune. Okay, this is in Libra, and it's also one of the corners of the triangle in the house. So the triangle in the house is something that I mentioned because it was an aspect I hadn't seen before. So it's just something to think about. Like, what is a triangle? What is a house? And if you really think about it, you may be able to decipher certain things. So Venus is in Libra, you know, it's a rulership sign. And when it conjunct Fortune, it's now to find out what you consider fortune in your relationships. All right? Or what you consider fortune in opening up to. August 26, 2026. Archangel Isk. So the angels are with Uranus in Gemini. Right? So Archangel Isk is conjunct Uranus. So the angels are with your secret power, and also with your genius ideas, finding the fountain for those ideas can be profound if you stay with the light. Okay, so this is in Gemini. So it's time to really think about these things or communicate these things in a way. Find a way to show someone your secret power. And you may have some benefits, or you may have to deal with, you know, those that are not ready for that, but you got to keep that in mind when navigating through the shades of light. So also, we have a Yod to Mercury conjunct the Sun in Virgo. So this Yod is also with Pluto and Neptune. So balancing out, you know, your lessons, you know, your spiritual lessons in the past year or your messages, your downloads, and any transformations that you may be seeking or that you may have received with figuring out what to keep and what not to keep, what to plant and what not to plant. And these should be with your heart's desires, with your sense of self. You should be able to feel better about yourself. All right, so what else? I think that's that. So August 2026. August 28, 2026. We got the full moon in Pisces. Right, and exactly at midnight, the moon's at 444. Meaning that angels are around us. So, not only is it in Pisces, it's conjunct in the fixed star Fomalhaut, which is Archangel Gabriel. So here, you know, we have this Gabriel aspect. You know, the strength of God, protector of the light. And not only that, you know, with the moon being in Pisces, you know, let's think of your emotions, your dreams, the unconscious, right? So in Pisces, things are, in a way, you could say, ephemeral, right? You go from a domesticated state to an undomesticated state in your mind, in your consciousness and unconsciousness. So things will be brought in from the undomesticated state or the unconscious and things will be brought in or vice versa. So how you calibrate that is going to be very important, because in a full moon, a lot of the stuff is, you know, that's where things are pushed out. The new moon, we set intentions, and the full moon, the stuff gets put out. Right, so what's being put out, what's being calibrated. Right, so what you put out and what you experience after that, you know, we need to focus on. So keep your mind with the light. See what else we have here. Okay, we still have the same aspect here with Mercury conjunct the Sun in Virgo, so that yod is still in play, but then now we have the full moon aspect of this, so maybe it's the time to make decisions on what you have been thinking about prior to the 28th of 2026. It's basically the same thing, because that's when the moon's coming in. It comes in the middle of the night. So, I think that's about it, yes. But being in Virgo, just remember, some of your crops, people might want them, people might not want them. Okay, you might not want one, someone else might want one. So take that into consideration. August 31st, 2026. So the moon crescendos in Aries over Saturn and Pallas Athena on the nascent August 31st day. So with this, it's the warrior within you, right? Having the instincts to capitalize on consuming that, okay? And make sure to be diplomatic. This would help with limitations or any issues of worry, okay? So we also have, yeah, it is. Venus is opposed this stellium or this conjunct, these conjunctions. Was opposed, actually, technically speaking, Pallas Athena. So thinking in that direction, well, just be mindful to communicate the virtues of the warrior inside of you, and it should be okay. All right, otherwise, you might have some opposition with some relationships that pull away from this revelation. So, I think that's that. That's for August 31st. So August is done. Take care.